Pilgrims gathered at the papal summer residence of Castel Gandolfo for Pope Benedict's weekly general audience.
Oggi meditiamo il Salmo 125.
The Holy Father also spoke of Psalm 125 during his general audience. The psalm becomes, says the Pope, a prayer from the people of God, who, in the face of difficulties and danger, are always open to faith in God the Saviour, who is the supporter of the weak and oppressed. Freedom brings joy to those who are liberated, said the Pope. And not only do pagan nations recognise the greatness of the God of Israel, but the chosen ones who are saved profess their faith and realise the importance of what the Lord has done for them. In the psalm, the men who are sowing tears will reap one day with joy. Pope Benedict reminded us that although tears may stain our face when burdensome tasks seem fruitless, we will one day reap the benefits of our toil. This echoes what Jesus said just before his death. A grain of wheat must fall into the ground and die, or else it remains nothing more than a grain of wheat, but if it dies, it yields much fruit. The psalm can be seen as an appeal to live choices in a climate of faith and to persevere even when faced with misunderstanding and opposition. It is in this way that one can attain the light of truth, fruitfulness and peace. Following his catechesis, Pope Benedict welcomed visitors from around the world in their various native languages, including English.
I extend a warm welcome to all the English-speaking visitors here today. Thank you. I invite you. I invite you to join me during this day in praying for the success of the well-used in Cologne. I wish you all a happy stay.
After greeting the pilgrims, Pope Benedict left the balcony where he was speaking from, only to come back to apologise for forgetting to greet Italian pilgrims.
Ho dimenticato e chiedo scusa, il saluto più importante. Saluto ai pellegrini di lingua italiana.
He then left the balcony again, only to return a second time because he had forgotten to give his blessing.
Si vede che già sono quasi in colonia, ma mi è stato detto manca proprio la cosa essenziale, cioè la benedizione.
Laughing, the Pope said he was already partly in Cologne, his destination tomorrow when he jets off for his first papal trip abroad.